A Scandalous Wife. On May 18, 1152, at the cathedral in Poitiers, Henry, Duke of Normandy, married Eleanor, Duchess of Aquitaine. Planned in haste and with the utmost secrecy, the ceremony was executed as quickly as possible. Like his father, Henry was marrying an older woman. Eleanor was 28 years old, and he was a restless young soldier who had only just turned 19. His bride was almost impossibly glamorous, famous across Christendom for her unconventional beauty, her outspokenness, and her headstrong political views. Only 2 months earlier she had been Queen of France, the wife of Louis VII. Their marriage had been annulled on the ground of consanguinity after Eleanor had provided the king with two princesses but no sons. Henry's marriage to Eleanor of Aquitaine was one of the greatest coups of his life. For an ambitious young player in European politics, there could have been no more valuable bride. Eleanor brought wealth, power, and vast lands. Her Duchy of Aquitaine was a vital part of the territorial reach of the French crown, stretching down from the borders of Anjou to the Pyrenees. She was an experienced ruler and a wily political player, and the fact that she had recently been discarded by the French king only raised her value for a Duke of Normandy intent on establishing his status as a preeminent French nobleman. Eleanor's life story was already extraordinary. She was born in 1124, the eldest daughter of William X, Duke of Aquitaine and Count of Poitou, a patron of the arts and an enthusiastic warrior, who alternated between quarrelling with the papacy and making pious submissions to ecclesiastical authority. Her grandfather was William...